Previously on the Brisket in Maine podcast.
Damn, tight, you look good, dog. You the best looking motherfucker in the world.
When is
every single rub that we have five rubs, and we want you to have be rubbed out. Like, that's the biggest thing about it. And then if you want to get saucy, we got the sauce. We got the sloppy sauce. So we just try to get rubby and sloppy, you know?
Rubbed out till you get the sauce. An hour. Like, I hate that excuse more. And you're not the only one to use it.
No, no, I'm going to tell you the truth.
You can let life happen however you want. Bullshit. I do.
No, you're so full of shit.
I do.
No, fuck you. You're so full of shit because, motherfucker. Oh, bro, you look like straight single father, bro. You look like you're trying to pick up some strange.
Like a newly divorced father.
Oh, bro. Like, you.
What's going on, y'all? This is CJ.
This is Joe Zavala.
And this is the Brisket Made podcast show on a beautiful 5/20/23 at 9:29 in the morning.
I kind of like this morning thing.
I kind of do, too. Got up early. We had breakfast.
Yeah, we did. We took Cole out for his birthday.
We did.
Cole, how's it feel to be 45?
Feels great to be 45.
You still run every day, too, so that means, like, maybe we have hope. So, how old did you turn, 41 or 42?
41, buddy.
41.
So, like, how's it feel?
Awesome, man. It feels awesome.
Is, like, 40 is the new 20s?
40 is definitely the new 20.
That's my take on it. Mainly because I was, like, broke as shit in my 20s. So, like, and I had kids and didn't really get to do anything. So, like, yeah, 40s is our new 20s. May's a popular month for birthdays, man. You got a Cole on the 19th. My birthday was the 16th.
Tracy.
Tracy's was yesterday, the 19th.
Yep.
Lil Mijo's is the 25th.
Yep.
Ashley, my sister wife, hers is the 26th, I think. Joey's Travis's wife.
Oh.
Yeah, a bunch of birthdays in May, man.
Man, that means what's 9 months before that?
Our parents were throwing meat in August. Oh, you too. So.
Oh, yeah. I guess it was August.
Yeah, congratulations. So.
Yeah. me too.
Yeah, man. Definitely eventful month, man. Definitely eventful month. How was your week, though?
Bro, it was absolutely amazing. Jose had his graduation for pre-K, and I cried a couple times, and the teacher's crunk. You know, Jose's teacher is the daughter of my geometry teacher from high school. It's like the craziest thing ever.
Geography,
whatever. Shows you how much I was learning.
Yeah.
But she's a huge Taylor Swift fan.
Oh, nice.
So they had like two songs that were Taylor Swift edition kindergarten.
Nice. Like kid bop type shit.
Oh, man. But it was like words of kindergarten to Taylor Swift songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Very creative. And you know, my son got two awards, technology kid and numbers kid.
Yeah. I sent that to Kath and the kids and they were like, shocker, the technology one. So.
Yeah. So, he may have a career in, IT technology.
You know, I think it's a coming of ages. Cause like, remember like when like our parents, like we started using like computers and shit like that. We thought our parents were just idiots. And then now like. You know, even my kids, like, you know, from years back, you know, being able to work a phone. It's like, my kids, like, they'll do something. I'm like, how'd you do that?
And
they're like,
yeah. You know, Jose's like, so there's Siri and there's Alexa and then it's Google. Is there anything else? I'm like, whoa. And the crazy thing is, like, all that technology doesn't matter anymore. It's about to be ChatGPT. So it's like the funniest thing ever.
I don't know if I told you, I had this dude at work. He put together an email template and he sent it to me. And I'm looking at it and I said, use ChatGPT. He said, no, this is me. I said, you know, I'm not 60 years old, right? I know exactly what you did. He's like, no, man. So then I sent it to my GM and he's like, oh man, this is cool. I was like, he literally used the website. Like, don't give this motherfucker any credit. And he's like, why would you say anything? I was like, cause bitch, you ain't gonna play me. Like,
did he finally come out and said that?
He looked at me and laughed. Like, he's like, yeah. I'm like, bitch, I know.
Is
like
a young kid?
Yeah. He's like 23.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, so, dude, you ain't gonna.
Well, I've been telling a lot of my, younger, peers, this is pretty fucked up, but you know, they're in high school and college and stuff. And they're like, I got all this homework to do. I said, download a ChatGPT or Bing. And they're like, what? I said, get you 85% there. And they're like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. I mean, you still got to pass the test, but
yeah. But also like, you still got to review all the info. Like Is it info was it, correct?
Was it Cliff Notes when we were younger?
Yeah. It, you know, in your daughter getting screenshots of answers? Yeah. But it's kind of weird, right? Because, like, you know, we were having this conversation. Like, look, at the end of the day, when I was in school, like, I truly did love the lectures. And I did love taking tests because you can see how much you retain. But busy work, I think it's just busy work to be busy work. Like, papers, homework. Like,
kind of like a 40-hour work week. We're just brain trained to think that we have to do it. Yeah.
And it's like, dude, this thing is like terrible. And yes, I did pay people to help me get smarter with my homework and my papers.
I don't know if you'd say pay them to get you smarter, pay them to get you through. It's probably a better answer for that. To each his own, I guess.
But I still made like 90s and 100s on my tests. Like, I'm proud to say that. Like, I was the one taking them. I'm the one that fucking passed them. I always sat in the front of the class, too, because I love to learn. And I still do. I read the Wall Street Journal every night. Then I veer off because, like, there's stuff that I'm like, what is that? And I want to dig a little deeper. And I just, you know, started learning about shit. Yeah. And then, you know, it's really cool. Like, as you know, we started the Zavala's Barbecue Distribution, and it's going absolutely amazing. I know we're about to touch on that. But we have a lot of people that we've been reaching out to, a lot of advisors, like some big-time organizations where they're like, this thing's absolutely amazing. And people are sending us books to read. It's like the coolest thing ever. People are sending us like emails. Joe, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? And it's just like, these people literally run multi-million dollar companies or multi-billion dollar companies and giving us the time of day and giving us advice and getting excited about this. It's weird.
We could probably start a Ponzi scheme with all those people though at some point. Like, it's a lot of like high-end players.
Bro.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
But I guess to touch on that, like you said that, so you did release the website?
Yeah, bro. We just, you know, we like I talked about earlier, we brought Maria on to help out revamp the website with Kyle. And, bro, it looks so legit. BBQDistro.com. Like,
I haven't gone on yet because you said that it'll track you. So
We're always tracking, dog. Rushing always. Around. And so, you know, we just launched our box, man. Like, you know, this whole journey, this whole journey was... It's kind of weird, right? Starting in February, where, you know, I was like, hey, CJ, Cole, I'm going to start selling rubs in the back of the coffee shop.
Don't forget Cole's matchboxes, too. So.
Yeah, Cole's matchboxes. And Cole's still waiting for his check right now. He keeps on asking me, bro, y'all make a profit yet? Y'all make
Sheridan a profit Safari Inn. Actually, that's a pretty cool one, too. So,
but, you know, it's like even like Cole making an investment in us in that, too. And, like, he's been, you know, both y'all been part of the journey from the very get-go because it's literally been going 100 miles an hour. And I'm like, I'm going to go drive around Texas and pick up rubs. We're going to pick up rubs.
I had an uncle do that too. He was a trucker.
I don't know. I wasn't picking up those rubs. Oh, but, okay. Whatever. But those rubs, those are nice too. and then, you know, we got them. And then all our friends are like, hey, are you going to sell online? And we're like, no, we don't want to do that. We don't want to compete with you guys. And they're like, no, we don't care. Sell our shit. And we're like, well, okay. Yeah. So I bought like 25 domains and, you know, BBQ Distro was available and I bought every single one up and I created a website in 30 minutes and we started having sales in. And then, you know, we started talking about like, you know, it'd be really cool. Like, maybe we should start doing content with some of our friends with their rubs so we can push it. And, you know, we're like, yeah, so CJ is, you know, I'm teaching CJ how to cook, even though he knows how to cook. And we're making those videos. We just dropped the Fiji's poultry chicken. And then we have three more that are about to drop. And as we're doing that, we're like, you know, it'd be really cool. Like, go to our friend's backyard and see how they use our rubs in their backyard. We're not talking about at the barbecue joints, but legitimately in their backyard. And we just, you know, did our first one for the first box that drops July 1st, Blood Bros.
That was when I went to Houston.
Yeah. And it was so cool. We were legitimately in their backyard. And they were showing us how they use their rubs and their sauce. Grilling on a Nomad and made the most unbelievable stuff ever that you're going to be able to learn because you're part of this monthly subscription box. And the coolest thing about that is besides getting the rub and sauce and, you know, we're teaming up with some of the biggest players in the game, the Thermal Pins of the world, the Mill Skills of the world, the Lone Star Beers of the world, the Tumbleweeds of the world, Grizzly Grade, Grizzly Blocks now. And it's just really cool. Like these companies are believing in us that they want to be a part of this. And, you know, we're going to be able to get things to, you know, people forget me and CJ, we were just getting drunk with Drew in our backyard. We're backyard dudes that just accidentally stumbled upon opening up a barbecue joint.
A long time ago.
It was. And we were having more fun doing backyard. And even when we did the videos, like we literally had a house full of people while we were doing the videos, but it didn't even feel like it because it just felt normal that we were just cooking. And also as we've been doing these classes and we've been doing the podcast, like I think the funnest part is interacting with the people that want to learn more about our journey or how we cook. And, you know, with our monthly subscription box, you're going to get a live Q&A with those pitmasters at the end of the month where you get to literally ask them what you want, have an interaction with them. And ultimately, like this, what we're trying to do is if you live in the area or if you want to fly in, great. And you can roll up to their barbecue joint for the Q&A, but we're also going to have it.
So the Q&A, it'll be a live,
it's live
segment.
Live segment, and we want to make it in-person. That's the goal with the availability for others streaming. Like, it's going to be a hybrid.
So are you going to go to all these?
I am the one. You and me are running them.
Okay, you got to give me some dates.
Yeah, I know. So, no, we're up there emceeing, and, you know, y'all better come with the fire on these questions.
So I know you said, I'm looking down at this right now. You said, so the first 100 people, and I think you texted me last night and said it was already like 52 or 53. So that means there's 40-something spots left, and they get to win a...
No. So it's the only thing we're doing this month, because we want to make sure we spread the love, is the first 100 that sign up this month get a free Zavala's barbecue class. And it'll be based on the brisket, so you can fly in. We'll probably have to figure out if we can make it streaming also.
So you'll raffle off that?
No, we're gonna give it to the first 100. There's no raffle.
Okay.
The first 100 that sign up get it.
Okay.
Yep. And then we'll have some other raffles with Nomad potentially the next month, and also with Tumbleweed and other people too, where we wanna make sure that, you know, we have some heavy hitter things.
Okay. Nice.
Like at the end of the day, like, you know, yes, we know barbecue's expensive. We get it. But y'all have made this investment in these cookers, all this equipment, all these beautiful cutting boards. Like, we want to make sure that you maximize what you got and you can have good times with your friends. And why can't we just give you a little piece of our barbecue joint, our rubs, a little bit of us, and teach you how we do it so you can do it at home and have a good time? Because, like, even the stuff that we do with Blood Bros, not in a million years would I have tried. But they made that thing look so simple that I can't wait to do it myself.
I think the thing I love most about, like, this whole thing is just, like, it's a hobby. Like, some people say it's like, oh, that's weird, you're collecting spices. But how many people do you know, like,
they
take so much pride in that?
They do. It's like their bourbon collection. It's like their wine collection. It's their rub collection.
Their gun collections.
Like, their gun collection.
It's all these things, like, you know, their comic book collections. Like, everybody has, like, a different something that makes them happy. And, like, thank God there's a shit ton of people that love barbecue and love cooking.
Yeah, you know, I think y'all can fact check me or whatever, but I think they, like, over 70%
of people cook.
Yeah. have some kind of cooking mechanism, outdoor, like grilling, smoking.
Yeah, I mean, we're coming up on grilling season too, man. Like, I know the hoodie says otherwise, but I mean, still, it's like it's...
Yeah, my wife, like...
I don't know why
the hell you... The cold front was coming through, so I was trying to go the half-half, like, you know.
I mean, I saw that, but I wore underwear. That's probably the gist of it. Like,
yeah, but, you know, but it's also really cool, like, interacting with our peers, because, you know, like, we broke it down, like, how many people have YouTube channels,
mm-hmm.
and I think literally, like, 7 of the top 50 barbecue joints have a YouTube channel. So, if we can help them, you know, because, you know, but, you know, it's crazy, out of that, but, you know, out of those 43... Like other places have come and filmed them about them, and, you know, they have millions and millions of views, right?
They got to be on.
Yeah.
How many times have you done it? Somebody's come in, man, you got to be on. You can't be yourself. You got to be fucking, you got to check the box.
100%. Same story you're saying over and over and over again that people have heard 10 times that, you know, has been played out in 10 different avenues. There's all the same story. But it's really cool. Like, when we were Blood Bros, like, we were just kicking it. It was just boys. Like, literally, we were kicking it with our boys.
So it's peeling back the onion. It's seeing, like, the raw, real, like, just uncut person. Like, I mean, you know, behind every fucking... all these, you know, pit masters and whatnot. Like you said, they have to, you know, they do these interviews.
Like somebody told me, he's like, I want to know if you like Hello Kitty. Like, that's okay. Or what the hell do you eat?
A little weird, but okay.
You know, like, but we can get funky. We can get weird. All
right.
Like, you know what? Like, look, I love F1. I really do. Is it weird? Some people think it is. Because I'm never going to be able to afford one of those cars.
That's a lot of fucking money.
It's like, why are you even like worrying about that sport, right? And then also, other cool thing is, like, I don't know if you know this, but like a lot of barbecue use golf.
I don't know if it's just because I've gotten old, but I know a lot of fucking people that golf.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's another thing. It's just like, it's all walks of life. Like,
and we know what's everything that's in common? Everybody loves eating barbecue. Everybody.
It's like kind of like they go hand in hand. I know we had Eli on last week. I don't think that's dropped yet, but
actually, that was 4 weeks ago.
Oh, was it 4 weeks ago?
When this episode drops, 4 weeks ago.
Oh shit! So you'll catch up on it. But yeah, I mean, fucking, you know, he kind of talked about the same scenario. It's just like, you know, he's the quote unquote. I mean, essentially, he's the DV for golf. Like 100%. Like
he's the Daniel Vaughn of golf.
Yeah. And cause I was trying to figure out like what exactly, you know, Golf Digest was, and that sounds like, well, fuck, that sounds like DV, but for golf, so.
Avid golfer,
I'm sorry.
Golf Digest is like massive.
Okay, so you just shunned him.
No. He knows what's up.
But no, I mean, it was really cool, like, to hear kind of his take on it. Like I said, I was kind of quiet that episode just because, like, I don't really golf ever. So, which I kind of need to take you up on that at some point, so. But now that I know that you don't play the full 18 either, that probably works out too, so. But no, yeah, like I said, it's cool. Like I said, it's the opportunity to show the real who you're really buying, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, you know, because we, you know, even for everybody that has the dreams of maybe opening up a spot one day, but at the minimum, like feeding their family and friends, like we all start in our backyard. Like no one woke up and went to open a restaurant and said, "I'm going to do it." Like we all start in our backyard. And we really want to make sure that you feel comfortable in the backyard and realize that it really doesn't matter how it comes out. If you're drinking a cold Lone Star beer, having a good time, it's a win. And make sure it's a blue.
Red's too heavy.
No, red's good, but blue's better.
It's just my cup of tea. I'm trying to watch my calorie intake, too, so it works out.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, these blues, oh, so good. Like, it could be hot. It could be cold. Like, outside.
Oh, okay. I'm not drinking. I'm not 16 again.
And then we got, you know, especially when the beer sock drops, like it's going to be good.
When is that launching?
You got to get on Mason. We're trying to figure out what size because we can't put in that big ass thing. That's going to take forever.
Yeah, even, like, somebody's going to fucking lose their feet. Like,
so the issue that we're having is the smallest one is the labels that we have that we get printed off are too big. So it's like a custom size.
So the label's too big.
Yep. For the smallest one.
Hmm. Yeah, this is a lot of fucking beer salt.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd have to be like, what, $40 if you fucking...
$40 and last like 10 years?
That's the thing, too. Because, I mean, the small ones at the gas station are like...
$10.
Yeah, and it's just like a little mini beer.
Yeah. It's really fucking good.
I wonder what you could put it in.
I bet you put it on some fucking cucumbers, too. Some pickles, some veggies. No. Whatever.
What if you like made like a little grill bottle or something, a little smoker bottle?
That would be cool, but that's real expensive as hell.
Yeah. So we don't know when that one's dropping.
ASAP.
ASAP Rocky?
ASAP Rocky.
Hey, kind of off topic. Your doctor said something last week when we did that walk with you.
Oh, fuck.
He said he wants to start raising money for the foundation throughout the year. Have you talked about that? Is that something that you're going to try to push?
We got to figure it out, man. I don't know. Like, we need a whole team to do that. Like, that's the thing about everything, right?
Well, I feel like you have a platform.
No, we do have a platform. I mean, we raised, I think all in all, we raised close to $3,500 or $3,800 with everything. We need to give away that board, by the way. And, you know, that was with the half-ass of us doing it. Like, let's be honest. That was one thing we really pride ourselves. Like, somebody tells us to do something, we just like, all right, let's just do it, right? And whatever we get, and every year gets better, right? So, like, now we know we got 3,800. We know it's going to be a lot more next year, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm not saying you didn't put effort into it, but you really didn't put a lot.
No, I put an hour worth of work in it.
Yeah. I mean, remember the first year we did the bike drive, we raised like 50 bikes in like 4 days.
Yeah.
And
it was like 1 minute of effort.
Yeah, and that was kind of pushing it.
Yeah. But that's the thing. And like, you know, like I told my doc, I said, put a team together. Like, because that's the thing. Like, even like, and you look, well, let's go back to memory lane when seven years ago when we started Zavala's Barbecue.
Hold on, pause this for a flashback, Cole. Make sure you do the squiggly thing.
Yeah, yeah. Squiggly. 7 years ago, Zavala's Barbecue, right? I said it was just going to be all me. Like, I don't need no help.
Yeah, you're an arrogant piece of shit.
If it wasn't for the unbelievable sacrifice of multiple people, Drew, Cam, you, Daly, Bonnie, your kids, Colin, Jomie, my wife wanted to kill me, like, we wouldn't be here, right? And then as we gone through this journey, like, if we didn't have my team and all the hiccups and learning stuff, like, we wouldn't be able to do this stuff where I don't have to worry about the team taking care of that stuff. And so I knew with the Zavala's Barbecue distribution that there's no way in hell that I was going to be able to do it at all by myself. So I brought in two of the smartest people that I know and that I love and that I trust. And I didn't even give them an option to not be part of the team.
Yeah.
I just said, hey, we're going. Yeah. And what we've done in the last 45 days is unbelievable. So I say that because, like I told my doc, you got to put a team together because it can't just be me and CJ, right? We need to have a team around us to accomplish whatever goals are, because we'll do it. And that's why I told, like, and that's what, as you know, like I told Kyle and Brent, I was like, for the next 18 months, make sure I'm exhausted. Like put me to work. Like, even when I, like, you know, when we drove down to Blood Bros, like, Cole knows this. I was like, fuck, man. It's like, I had to wake up at 4 o'clock or 3:30 in the morning to drive down to Houston to do this filming. And I didn't want to do it. And then I realized, like, this is my part of being part of the team, what I need to do for us to accomplish our goals. Right.
Yeah.
So again, I think it's having the right team, everybody knowing their part, no egos in place, and people just executing what they're good at. Right. Like, I know I'm not good at a lot of things, but I know what you and me are good at. We're good at hanging out with people and bringing the best out of people.
I mean, as a talent, though, I think I have to have a little bit of ego.
Oh, we do, but you know. But you know what I'm saying? We truly bring the best out of people.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's because of our own low self-esteem, but still it works out for everybody else.
1,000%. And we do have very low self-esteem.
Low self-esteem, low testosterone.
It's kind of funny.
I've been saying it for years.
You know what? We haven't talked about low self-esteem in like 2 months.
I really don't have low self-esteem.
I do.
I was just raised by like a very mean mother that I'll fucking drag anybody. I don't care. Like, you can't, nothing you can say can hurt me, I promise you. So,
your mom is an OG.
She is. So, I love you, Mom. But yeah, no, so it's just, we do definitely have to do a little more. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, there's certain things I cut back on to make my availability more, and I mean, we're not really doing anything. So,
yeah, I know, but it's about to pick up, man. Cause,
no, I know.
Because let me tell you something. Like, in the next 12 to 18 months, I am excited and terrified of Zavala's Barbecue distribution.
Because of taxes or?
Not too.
Okay.
Because I think the more and more focus that comes into it, the conversations that we're in right now and the doors that are opening is absolutely amazing. And the most beautiful thing about this is that we're going to be able to uplift the whole barbecue community and all our peers along the journey. Because this isn't about Joe Zavala or CJ Ramirez. This is about the greater good of Texas barbecue, right? Because everybody wants to be Texas barbecue. Everybody wants to say Texas barbecue is whatever, right? The world, they don't say we're making whatever barbecue. They say, this is Texas style barbecue. But bro, all of our styles are so different. And that's the most beautiful thing about it. And the power of all of us, like, uplifting and truly owning Texas barbecue, because our peers are the ones putting the sweat, blood, tears, into the meat. Like, literally drip. Like, bro, you saw that? People slicing. That drip drop goes right in there.
That guy cooking burgers last weekend. I'm glad I got my burger
4 weeks
quick.
Ago.
Yeah. I'm glad I got my burger pretty quick.
But you know, it's really cool. It's like, at the end of the day, like, we literally get to tell our story directly to the people. And if we can help them do that, is absolutely amazing. And, you know, the more that we can get our people in front of end users and not people that come and eat the barbecue. Like, look, barbecue's expensive, but we know you're going to cook it at the house. And if we give you a little piece of us at home, like, that's amazing. And, bro, Kristen gets mad at me because, like, two nights ago, Meat Church dropped his brisket that this was 4 weeks ago. He dropped his brisket cook on the mill scale, and it's like 30 minutes long. And I watched the whole thing, and Kristen's like, what are you doing? I was like, learning how to make a brisket. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I was literally just watching it.
Welcome to your midlife. So,
so it's like one of those things. And then, you know, I had some people that come to this private class, and it was, you know, two couples. They, you know, they came out and were doing the private class. And the guy was like, yeah, my wife, like, she'll catch me like 1 o'clock in the morning in my office. And I'm like watching videos.
Oh, I get caught doing that too.
And I know. That's what I said too. And
wait, which videos are you talking about?
I know. This gets really funny. The wife's like, yeah, what are you watching? You watching porn? He's like, yeah, I'm watching that meat porn. You want to come watch it? Come look at this. Look at this. Look at this steak. look at it. And she's like, he does do that to me. And like, I go look because I think he's full of shit. And nope. It's literally him watching somebody cook barbecue.
No, there's been plenty of nights I woke up and watched that Cambodian dude build a pool out of fucking nothing, mud, like at like 2 in the morning. I'm like, fuck, dude. So, yeah, I get it. We watch random shit, but yeah, barbecue just happens to be one of them. So.
Yeah. So, you know, and then the cool thing is, you know, we're trying to drive everybody to bbqdistro.com. So that's like your one-stop shop for all your barbecue content of the heaviest hitters in barbecue, right? We're talking about the people that are doing it.
Upper echelon, if you will.
Yeah, you said it. We can say it. Like the best of the best. If you got a rub, if you got a barbecue sauce, give us a holler, man. If you're here in Texas, if you know, some we have most people that have it online or in process of getting them. But if there's anybody in the top 50 that doesn't have it, like y'all don't have y'all stuff online, my bad. But I think I've reached out to everybody, and if y'all need a plug. We have Mason. He's my boy. Does all of our rubs and sauces.
Is he working on our wild game rub?
Not yet. You want to come up with it? Like, you know, we can get it going right now. And then also, you know, shout out to Tumbleweed. We just dropped your famous sign that you picked up for me. I don't even want to tell that story of how much you want to kill me.
Shout out West Texas.
Pull up. Jeb did it. So Tumbleweed, they do every single design that we have, Tumbleweed is done. So if anybody needs any design work that, people that truly understand Texas and also barbecue, like hit up our boys, Brian and Jeb. Like they'll hit you up, tell them we sent you or hit me up and I'll get you in touch with them.
Good people. Had them on the show.
Yeah. Had them on the show. They do all of our stuff. And Mason. So, you know, we got the hookups where you need, man. Like we at the end of the day, it is an investment to, you know, for rubs and merch and stuff, but you know, The outcomes that can come from it is great. Number one, financially. But number two, like, think about how many times you go into your pantry and you look at a rub and you're like, shit. You know what? I don't feel like cooking. I'm just going to go pick up some food. I'm watching Roseanne with my wife right now. And the earlier episodes, every intro was pizza. And like, literally,
pizza.
I want pizza.
It's fucking.
And I wanted the nasty Parmesan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It smells like fucking a gym locker.
I know.
No, I mean, that's 100% right. And that's, I mean, not the gym locker thing, but yeah, that's, it is definitely an investment. I guess it's modern day. I mean, what'd you collect as a kid? Football cards?
Yeah, yeah. I still have them. I haven't, like, I thought you said your little brother was, like, into them, because I want somebody to look and see if anything that we have is worth a damn.
I have them. I have his. I'm sorry.
Bro. The last two episodes, you keep on yawning.
I fucking, because they're morning episodes.
No, the episode was in the afternoon with Eli.
I only had 3 cups of coffee.
God, bro.
So.
Like, you can literally hear in the episode of Eli's, like, you yawn like 3 times.
Well, fuck and ass. Even, I said 8 words all the time. You're fucking.
And even when you were doing it, like, I was.
Out in front of like, me. Fucking, I was like. I get it. I don't golf, bro. Fuck me, right?
Like, and then I was like looking at it. Like, I was like, man, is he going to be disrespected that this motherfucker is yawning?
No.
During the podcast? Like, I think that's probably the most disrespectful thing you can do.
Oh, I'll do some disrespectful shit. Don't make me. We'll put it out there. Like, I don't think yawning's one of them. Like,
okay.
I think disrespectful is fucking while you're sitting there talking mid-sentence, you just jump on your fucking phone and trail off. That's
disrespectful. Oh, my God. Ooh. Were you with – oh, you weren't with Alex and Kristen yesterday.
No, I haven't.
exactly that. Like, I'm over here having a conversation, and Kristen did that to me. And I was like, yes, yes. Joe does that all the time. Am I really that bad?
I give you shit, but I do it too. Like, I'm real bad about it too. And it's literally my ADHD. It's not that I'm trying to be disrespectful. It's just like, if my phone went off right now, I would unknowingly just grab that bitch and start texting somebody. Like,
but it's because we're chasing the money though, right?
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Or is it your side piece?
I don't have a side piece, bro. Too old for that.
Oh, is your main piece?
Main piece. My bae. She better has a work right now too, actually.
Speaking of that, we got to take your daughter to work in a bit.
Here in about 20. She'll get there late, fucking. Yeah. But
what are they going to do? Ride her up?
Exactly.
They're going to fire her?
Here we go. She calls me. Oh, fuck, they fired her. Fuck. She's liking work, man. She spends her money like it's going out of style, but that's kind of.
That was us too, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if you really think about it, like, what the hell were we spending our money on? Because, you know, our paychecks were what, probably about $250?
Beer.
You think?
Beer. Food.
More beer.
Food. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much gas money. And I had an allowance, too, so I don't know.
Concert tickets.
No, we didn't go to concerts, bro. Fuck.
Was that a white person thing?
I think so. We didn't really go to... we didn't go to fucking concerts. Actually, I think one of the first big concerts I went to was like right after high school. I went to go see Linkin Park.
The concerts we went to were Lone Star Park, and we were drinking
underage. The free ones. Yeah,
Randy Rogers, nice. Eli Young,
100%. I remember.
Y'all need to tell Lone Star to do those again. Those things were massive.
Remember the last one we went to? Like
Eli Young was like.
Well, we were like, we were already like almost 30 at that point.
Oh, we're and like, what the fuck are we doing here?
No, remember the concert started, and we were like, okay, when the concert starts, we're gonna rush to the back of the stage so we're closer to the restroom and the beer lines.
Yep.
And it was just like a fucking, just like a huge like just changing of like tides, like
yeah.
And we got to pee whenever we wanted. We got.
I want to do that again.
No, fuck that, dude.
This sounds really bougie as hell, but I don't go to concerts unless I'm backstage now.
I won't go unless I'm in a suite, like the sporting events too. Like I just and look, I don't ever pay for this shit. But like if somebody's like, "Oh, we got suite tickets, we're doing this," I'm like, "All right, I'll go." Like,
yeah, no, hands down. Like if anybody wants to invite me somewhere, it has to be backstage.
I just don't like sitting with Gen Pop. Like I'm gonna be real honest with you.
You're 100% right. Like I wish you were lying right now. I'm not joking.
Mm-hmm.
We can say that. That's our standards.
I'm not above like, it.
Look,
I just,
if anybody wants to invite us to anything, if mm-hmm. it's not for CJ Suite, if it's not backstage for me, like it's going to be really hard for us to say yes. Like, that's the bare minimum.
Nah, you got to stand backstage. It's not my cup of tea.
Oh, I love it, bro.
Like, I got to sit down, bro. I need a posturepedic chair.
Or how about this? Suite and then backstage access afterwards.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that. So.
But yeah, that's the way I like it.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Damn. Do we make it?
No, by any means. We just... yeah, my boss always gets mad. He's like, I got tickets to whatever sporting event we get tickets to. I'm like, it's in a suite. He's like, no. I'm like, yeah, give them to somebody else. Like, or he's like, or it is in a suite. I'm like, how many you got? He's like, I like to go to things, but like, can I bring 8 of my friends? Like,
you have 8 friends. That's better than me.
I can round out.
So one thing I'm talking to Jose about is
your son.
No, 44. He has a really good friend that's his badass chef, and I want to do like a badass catering at the house.
Okay.
But it's going to be expensive as fuck.
Okay.
So we got to figure out, do we want 8 people total or 4 people total? Like, what is the...
Are you balancing your fucking checkbook while we're doing this?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Is he really?
Yeah, I literally looked over and fucking...
Oh, my God. He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to do like a 5 or 7 course meal.
Okay.
But like... I know none of our friends listen to this podcast anyways.
No, and that kind of hurt. No, I don't give a fuck. Anyway, go ahead.
So, like, it's us 4 for sure. Then I'm like, maybe Bernie and Christina, Kyle.
You want to hire somebody to do this?
Yeah, come to my house and cook.
Oh, I thought you wanted to do it.
No.
Okay, no, thank God.
No, they're going to... No, I'm talking about they're going to...
Hire, like, okay, yes.
A badass chef. Like, you. The food, like, it's like, oh, my God.
Now, when you say 5 to 7, you talk about like 1-2 bite courses? Or?
No, I want like...
Oh, you trying to eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're just like popping bottles and just relaxing.
Low-key, not a lot of cocaine?
No. That's why I'm like, no, 8-10 people max.
Okay. Make sure they don't step on the carpet because Jose's going to flip his shit again.
Jose, well, you want to tell that story about that?
We'll save it for the day.
No, you go ahead and tell that story. So we had a party at my house for what? It was the we were making all the videos.
Yes, and there wasn't a lot of people left, and it was my wife was in there asleep on the chair.
My son is now 5, but he was 4 when this happened,
and she was sitting on the chair talking to Jose, and he was telling her what he wanted from Amazon, and Brian had his shoes at the edge of the carpet, and Jose just happened to glance up and I guess looked at Ryan and like walked over and grabbed his shoes and scooted them off the carpet and was like, hey, kids can't have their shoes on carpets, only a dog. So I thought that was pretty funny, and Kathy came to me and told me the story. But that seems like a very Jose thing to do, but definitely comical. But what are you looking at, motherfucker?
Our electric bill. Hey, Cole,
dude,
electric
mine was $226 this month.
So it went down or went up?
Went up.
So, hey, I think that's about normal, right, Cole?
I think that was the same as last.
Yeah. So I think they were consistent. And so funny because me and Cole were like freaking out because like in the morning when we get here, it's like hot, right?
Who do y'all use?
Power Horse. We use Energy Ogre.
Okay, that's what I used to.
But like we're freaking out because we're like, dude, like what the hell? Like we walk in and it's hot, right? And then at 10 o'clock it starts like cooling down. We're like, what? We didn't realize that the thing's set up to like start the AC at 10.
Oh shit!
But it stops it at 7. We need to stop it at 5 because we were gonna buy a Nest, but fuck it, already like you can do it there. So
is it electric? Or, I mean, it's digital. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's digital. So actually works out pretty well.
Yes.
And you know, to be honest with you, for this big ass building, so this building is twice the size of Zavala's, and our electric bill was $330 for Zavala's. How much was this one? $357.
Yeah, $360.
So we're looking at $30 difference.
The thing that tells me that's good is it's not the length of the building; it's the height of the ceilings.
Oh shit! So, good call. You're right, because that's a lot of.
Yeah, it's got to fucking cool all that shit up there too. So yeah. that's
and then also really fucking good. The girls. Sometimes they have the front door open. You need to have a conversation with them.
I don't know this bitch. I'm just saying it's fucking.
Well, the funny thing is, me and Cole don't give a shit either because we only pay 25%. That's Moscovico's 75%.
Yeah.
On that, so they want to open the door, have the AC go.
I guess as long as your doors are shut, they're still gonna pump it out in here. But
yeah, and you know what? Like the good thing about it is though, we don't get any direct sunlight anywhere in this building, so it really saves our ass.
Well, they're coming up on June, so I guarantee they'll put a nip to that shit real quick.
When that bill goes up to $700?
No, when they're sweating their asses off. You're not going to cool.
Oh, hands down.
Yeah, you're not going to cool a sauna with a fucking box fan.
True.
But.
Now that's a bill talk. So, you know, all y'all people out there. Actually, I will say this. Real talk, not fake talk. Everybody that's been like. Kind of fixing your AC units, just buy a new one.
Bro, I got more band-aids on that shit, bro.
It's a, bro, literally 50% drop in my electric bill.
Mine's not bad, actually, for fucking, dude, when it.
Bro, in the summertime, you'd be telling me about that $700 tabs.
Okay, let me finish. That was when I had fucking TXU. Last summer, I had TXU, and it was $719 for the month of July. For the month of August, when I switched to Energy Ogre, it was $126.
Actually, was that a half a month or a quarter month?
No, bitch, that was the month.
Bro, what was September then?
September, it was like 119 or something like that. It just now went up. I've been paying in the hundreds. This is the first month I've ever paid over 200.
Bro.
Even if you bust me for $400 in August this year, I'm fine with that.
Well, yeah, if you were paying $700.
I was paying $700. And the thing is, like, I cannot stand being hot. Remember that one time fucking... You stayed at my house one night. I forgot what the fuck was going on, but fucking...
That was like 10 years ago.
No, the girls were out of town for Ashley's bachelorette party, and we got fucked up, and we went to my house at like 2 in the morning, and the AC was out, and I wanted to fucking punch a hole in anything. I was livid.
It was hot.
I was fucking livid.
I just want to note that the has been increased by about 5 times in the past couple minutes.
Well, this is the light bill talks. But yeah, man, so... Well, I mean, we'll see what August does. You probably just jinxed me now. Thanks.
Well, we're just telling you where commercial payment is.
Well, I mean, I'm just because I'm zone commercial doesn't mean I'm
true. Man, so the next episode I'll talk about France. Hopefully, I'm still alive.
What? Why wouldn't you be?
Hopefully, I'll be back.
Like get robbed over there or what?
I don't know.
You do like seem type of motherfucker to get robbed in France. Like
I know. I'm trying to think of like my low key clothes to wear, like not to be a sore thumb. I just want to do solid colors.
You don't have, bitch. You walk around like a post-it note. Like, all you have is loud shit.
I know.
So, I did buy some orange shoes. Like, completely orange. I don't know how I'm going to like them, actually.
It's all right, bro. Push the envelope.
I had to buy a couple orange, like, t-shirts last night.
Must be nice. We're in a recession.
They were on sale.
I don't care if they're on sale. We're in a recession.
They're Barstool shirts, too. It's just a little Barstool logo. But they're white, too.
They got you.
Didn't we have this conversation about white tees? Mm-hmm. Or was that me and your wife? But we can't wear white? I can't wear white. I can't.
Jose likes white t-shirts.
I love white t-shirts.
Well, actually, my parents buy them white t-shirts. We never buy them white
I
t-shirts.
Love white t-shirts, like the Hanes, but like, two things. I stain, and I have really dark nipples. So, like, with just the right amount of moisture, like, we're just fucking beaming in there like fucking, like, paparazzi be all over my ass, bro, if I was anybody famous. Like,
that's amazing.
But, yeah, I do love me some white tees.
Bang in my white tee. Slang in my white tee.
I forgot to tell you, man. So I had a good ass week. Your orange brought this up. So my little cousin works at Whataburger now. And the other night, we picked up Haley from work. And so she recently got her permit or whatever. She should have her license already.
Do we get free Whataburger?
I don't know how that works. I mean, if she gets fired, fuck it, it's Whataburger. But so she picks me. We go pick her up. She drives. And she drove to the Whataburger right there off of 30 and Beltline. And then we dropped her cousin off at work. But she was doing really good. But I could tell she got a little arrogant. And then she hit a curb.
So you weren't playing about that.
She drove, and I'm like, that was the first time I'd like driven with her like that far. Catherine drives with her all the time. We wanted her to go out of town this weekend, or next weekend we're going to the river, and we're going to make her drive back while we're hammered, but she don't want to go. She's going to stay here, so. Little does she know, we got to put a ring cam in, because I don't want somebody coming to my house at 2 in the morning when we're not there, so.
Uh-oh, I think I'm in trouble.
Why would you do?
Contact you, we have. Oh, we got to figure out what we're going to want to do.
What are you talking about? Bro, this better be some life-altering shit you're about to read.
It's Paris stuff.
And that you had to read that shit in the middle of a podcast?
My bad.
Like, literally in the middle of a podcast.
Joe's going to return from Paris, Louis Vuitton out. It's going to be a whole wardrobe full of Louis Vuitton.
I hear it's like 40% cheaper. My bad. All right, we can.
That's literally the rudest shit. Like, it's one thing if we're talking, but we're trying to get something accomplished. So at this point now, you're wasting my time.
My bad.
Like, I'm having to just fucking pull random shit out of my ass to talk about while you're sitting there reading a fucking email.
My bad.
So big gulps.
Okay. We're done.
All right. Well, I got nothing else. So this is CJ.
This is Joe.
Y'all have a good week.
Peace.
Nice.
BBQDistro.com. Full of that lean, fucking with that cuz, you going